Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. Newcastle County in Delaware received $322 million in federal Coronavirus CARES Act relief money this year. County leaders have spent the money in a variety of ways. COVID-19-related public safety and other governmental costs, grants for remote education, food distribution and child care centers, and shoring up the state's unemployment fund. But WHYY's Chris Barris reports on another unusual and unexpected way the county is using the cash.
It's known as the Swamp Hotel. The swank six-story Sheraton was built nearly two decades ago along Interstate 95 south of Wilmington. It's near wetlands that make one road impassable after heavy rains like Wednesdays. The 192-room hotel never thrived, despite multiple owners, and was up for auction last month. So the county put in a bid and won. The price? $19.5 million. So what's the COVID-related use? County Executive Matt Myers says the hotel will house homeless people temporarily and provide services to transition them to permanent housing.
We've been giving out motel vouchers in collaboration with the state, but the population is expanding. It's not clear there are going to be enough beds going into the winter. What we've done effectively is taken that most vulnerable population and said you're going to be safe, segregated in a good way, so you're not exposed to the contagion. But what we haven't done is provided sort of wraparound services.
So Meyer is working with state and nonprofit leaders to provide mental health, substance abuse, and other counseling services for the short-term tenants. Meyer understands some county taxpayers have apprehensions and admits there are steep challenges.
Look, you can't solve problems if you're not willing to take risk. Right, sure, we can keep doing what we're doing, and the homeless population will keep growing. Anytime you stand up and make an expenditure like that, people are, oh, you're going to raise my property taxes for this, which is just factually inaccurate.
Myers Gambit does have support. Kim Eppenheimer heads the Friendship House that aids homeless people. She estimates there are more than 1,000 in the county of some 550,000 people.
I think there's a lot of ways it could go awry. I think it's a really smart, intelligent response to the need of the community, especially now with COVID and winter approaching.
Meyer expects to have the facility operating before Christmas. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barris, WHYY News.